Unfortunately, I have to put up two videos in one day, which is unusual for me, all right? Simply because part of the last video got cut out, which is where I talk about martial law. So, what is martial law? First thing you need to do, if you want to understand it better than what I can explain it, you need to go to the internet and look up the Laws of War manual, all right? And that will explain pretty much everything, if you can read that document. It's pretty hefty, but it is very self-explanatory. So what essentially is martial law? In its very essence, it suspends the Constitution, all right? It suspends habeas corpus. In the United States, it suspends the Bill of Rights. Right? So all civilian law is gone. It is set aside, suspended. The police are stood down, the government stood down, the judiciary is stood down, everybody stood down because the military have taken control of the government. So the government's gone. It's the generals of the general staff and whatnot of your particular country who are in control of it, right? Or the commander-in-chief of the military is in charge of everything, right? Now, there will still be, you know, in Australia, call people, you will still be able to call 000 for emergency, or in America 911, or England 999, or whatever the emergency three-digit number is in your country. You'll be able to do that. And they will send out response teams for that. But they will be military, because the police won't be working. And if they are working, they will not be armed. And they will be coming out with military personnel. Okay? So with the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and all civilian law being suspended, the military have to act under according to different conventions, you know, like the Geneva Convention, the UCMJ, etc. There's quite a number of military laws or treaties that they have to abide by in a martial law circumstance. But as I said, martial law is a law of last resort. And it gives the military extraordinary powers to do what has to be done to straighten things out. If you think of things as what's going on in the world right now, it's an insurgency. And there are insurgents who are the deep state and the corrupt. They have to arrest these people. And because the civilian authorities have completely failed to do anything according to the law that we all live under, the military has to step in and do it under their laws. That's essentially what's going on, and it's an insurgency. So we don't know. It's like Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan. We don't know who the enemy is, but the military does. They've got a list. They've got to go and round them all up, and it's very dangerous for anybody who's not involved to be on the streets. That's why they're saying they're going to tell you to stay in your homes. Take it literally. Stay in your home. Do not go onto the street. They don't want you on the street. And the reason being is they're trying to protect you. But if you go out on the street against what they want, you could be shot. Because that's the kind of situation that this is. Because they have orders that they have to follow. And they don't have the time or the wherewithal to find out whether you're just a good guy or a bad guy. They don't know, they don't care. Soldiers are trained for one thing, and that's to squeeze a trigger. So please, I'm begging you, if you want to survive this and get out of it in good order and to not hinder what they're doing by staying in your home as directed, this will be over a lot quicker. Because, as I said to you, nobody wants to live under martial law. It's not a good law to be living under, especially in a situation where they're dealing with an insurgency. And that's exactly what they're dealing with. This is a military operation to arrest the corrupt and the pedophiles and all these other people who have been named worldwide. Now, in the last video, I mentioned Alexander. It's actually Alexander Downer, who was the foreign minister for Australia for a time. Okay, so I had to clarify that in this video. So it's when I spoke of Alexander in the last video, it's Alexander Downer. All right, so martial law is coming. It has to. When the martial law is declared over, which is probably at the end of the 10 days, might be a little while longer, but 10 days, we're looking at 10 days, 10 days of martial law. At the end of that, the military will continue to be in control of the government, and it will be a military government, right? Be run under the military until new elections in America can be held. They'll run everything, you know. But the thing is, it won't be martial law. It will be just the government being run by the military. So when the military law, martial law is declared as over, the military will remain on running things to ensure the smooth operation of government until such time as new elections can be held. And I would assume that because of the level of corruption in the elections around the world over the last 6 or 7 years or longer, that elections are going to be called worldwide, right? So that will also bring in Nasara and Jasara, right? So martial law, while not something I would wish on my worst enemy, it is necessary, but I am looking forward to it because it's the only way that we can oust the evil in this world once and for all. And at the end of it, we're going to have a very, very bright and beautiful future. And this is why President Trump keeps saying the best is yet to come. But the thing is, there's pain first. And unfortunately, we've put up with 2 years of delays and frustration. And we wanted over yesterday, of course, but it's not being done on our time frame. It's being done on the military's time frame, because they had to get all of the evidence, and they've got every scrap of it now. There's no, if you're corrupt and you're watching this, or you're a pedophile and you're watching this, or you're just an evil asshole, there's no escaping what's coming. You got nowhere to run. At all. And for those who are not arrested straight away, they'll be arrested later on, and there will be tribunals, and there's no amnesty, there's no more deals to be had. There's absolutely no more deals. And you can bet, if you've done the wrong thing towards your fellow man during this pandemic, this alleged pandemic, and you force vaccinated people, you better start looking over your shoulders, because at some point very soon that you're going to be arrested. And if you're a security guard or a Republican who went along with all the mandates and whatnot like that, and you were given money by the government, or your company was given money by the government, you know, to say you could stay open and whatnot like that, and in exchange for you doing what you being good little boys doing what you're told. Guess what? There's consequences to that. There's no amnesty for you either. Right? None. You'll face tribunal. You'll face trial. And you will be sentenced accordingly if you're found guilty. But, yeah, again, martial law, not something that I would want, but something that is necessary. And from that perspective, I'm looking forward to it, because once they declare martial law, we know that things are now being done overtly as opposed to covertly that they've been done for the last 6 years. All right. So it all, as I said, going to bubble to the surface. Right? And we will get the D-class. But the D-class will not end with that 10 days. It will continue on over years, and people will be educated about what the truth of things are. Anyway, stay safe. Please, please, please do as the military instructs you. If they tell you to stay in your homes and not to leave your homes, don't leave your home until they tell you that you can. Now, I don't know how it's going to be, whether it's going to be the 10-day lockdown, you know, how they're going to do this. They're going to do it by region or what? I think they're just going to do it all at once, the whole lot, 10 days. The alliance comes in, foreign troops working with our troops, getting that done. I don't know exactly how that's going to work. I don't know whether it's going to be just a coast, like people on the coastline being in Australia being locked down while the rural Australia is free to move about. But you see, all of this will have been planned. It will have all been planned, and it would have been planned a long time ago. Now it's just to put it into effect. The only complications to their plan are going to be people who don't do what they're told. And as I said, because this is an insurgency that they're dealing with, they're not going to pussyfoot around. They'll just squeeze the trigger. And whether you live or die will depend on the soldier's aim. Okay? Because they don't have the time nor the wherewithal even to put you in a holding cell or whatever. They've got a job to do. Let them get on with it. Okay. Thank you. Bye. See you on the other side.